dictation for Deann, D-E-A-N-N, Eichhorn, E-I-C-H-H-O-R-N, November 2869. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow-up for Deann. Renal transplant from a friend, 2015. History of lupus nephritis. Last visit, April 2024. Recent upper respiratory infection. No shortness of breath. No fever. No purulent material hemoptysis. No nausea, vomiting, or bowel changes. Compliant with transplant medications, no kidney transplant tenderness, no infection in the urine, no edema claudication, no evidence for activity of lupus, review system negative. There has been actually a visit to the urgent care for UTI given Cipro. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the prednisone, Tacro, anticoagulated with Coumadin, Oncoric, Losartan, next paragraph, weight is stable 162, blood pressure by nurse 115/74, which is about at home. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is April, no anemia. Creatinine at 1.06, which is baseline. A normal potassium acid base, a low sodium 135, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus. Tacro elevated at 8.6. Protein creatinine ratio mildly elevated at 0.92. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant from a friend, 2015. Kidney function is stable. High risk medications, immunosuppressants, upper level of Tacro. Remains anticoagulated from prior complications of lupus anticoagulant without evidence of recurrence. Low level of protein but non-nephrotic range. She's off myfortic from prior parvo PARVO viral infection. Recent UTI without sepsis. Clinically stable, continuum present regimen, come back 6 months or later, as she also follows with renal transplant, University of Michigan.